Log Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I, of course, would love to hear from you. So if you want to give me a call, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Also, you want to hang out with us, be a little bit more intrusive and interactive, check out the website, www.smoothdrama.com. Got the chat room. You can jump in the chat room. It's anonymous. You can say what you want to say, feel how you want to feel. I am always interacting with the chat room. It's my thing. It's one of my children. And I love to engage in chat room paranoia. It's a beautiful thing. So I also ask if you want social media. Jump into Facebook, myself or Mr. J, Key of the good breath spray, right? Mr. J always wants to make sure his breath smells right, just so everybody feels good when they talk to him. So if you want to holler at us, and it's always that time when Mr. J is not in jail, because he's always in Facebook jail. So you get that opportunity, jump to the Smooth Drama page on Facebook, get to holler at me and Mr. J. We have those faces that are made for radio. And so we try to holler at you there. I'm being facetious, maybe. Also, anywhere you want to find Smooth Drama, add us, follow us. We'll add, follow you back. We can talk a taste on me. I enjoy the conversation, the back and forth. It is what I dream of every now and again. The other stuff we ain't gonna talk about. And speaking of talking, tonight we're talking about what is abuse. Because we talk about abuse in these terms that are associated with abuse, right? Physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, psychological abuse, neglect, abandonment, financial abuse, self-neglect. All of these are different variations of abuse. And so when we talk about what is abuse, there's the interpretation, because in the world, because see, a lot of times I have to catch myself to start talking about, oh, the world, it's the world. And then I say, no, it's society. But it's actually, when we talk about in sociological terms, there's the micro and the macro. And whatever the micro is to you could be the macro to somebody else, and vice versa. And so micro being small, local, macro being society, world, for those of you who wanted to know. So, for example, we talk about sexual abuse. And I don't like talking about sexual abuse But I like to talk about the contradictions that come with sexual abuse, right? I mean, because we know there's people who claim sexual abuse, and you know, it's old joke where they say the physically attractive, they aren't sexually abusing people as much as unattractive people are sexually abusing people. And it's always that quote unquote fine line, right? Is it really sexual abuse because you find that person attractive, or because obviously there's the people who sue for money or anger, revenge. These terms get thrown around under those guidelines. But so I'm going to talk about sexual abuse here for a second. And so we talk about rape. You know, rape is like the ultimate in sexual abuse. But I'm always curious where rape fantasies come in when you sit down and talk about rape. Because I've heard it from a lot of people. Rape fantasies. You've seen them played out in movies, whether they be pornographic or regular. See, people have a fascination with rape. And, you know, if you've listened to this show, I've talked about how America is rapey. And we, you know, as a sidebar, the world is rapey. Because once it's a male-dominated world, frame set, template. And so we talk about that template. Now, we know rape is power, right? And so that's the turn on both sides, which makes it eerie as hell. Because the people who rape people in these scenarios, they get off on it. And people who are into rape fantasies, they get off on it. They just never meet up. It's not a conversation that happens, I guess. It is one of the most unique things ever, because you can say that there's a lot of women who have secret rape fantasies. And we know that their rape is so ingrained in our culture that it's one of the jokes about jail that we all know and understand. You go to jail, you're going to get raped. It's foregone conclusion. Rape is on the table for, I don't know, I can't throw out no percentages, but we all know rape happens. Comes to jail. But once again, we have people who have rape fantasies. And shit, for me, I am always amused by it. Just like there's the older man, younger woman, older woman, younger man dynamic that we applaud and talk about. And at the same time, there have been some people who have done it. Some famously, R. Kelly. Some not so famous, even though they're the king of rock and roll. Elvis, I'm trying to think of the guy, Great Balls of Fire. I think he married his teen cousin. There have been a lot of cases where, and we know in on the world scene especially, young women 12, 13 can be married off. So it's not necessarily taboo. It's just, this is my boo. Because the younger, older dynamic, I don't look at it as a big deal. Some people do. Some people make that huge deal about it. And then you say, okay, is that abuse when they do arranged marriages and they marry people off? Is that abuse? Or is that their culture? And do we have an obligation to tell people that their culture is wrong? That's what that is. That is an interesting conundrum. Do you tell people that their culture is wrong? Once again, rape fantasy. We frown on certain things that we celebrate. Contradiction. I mean, BDSM, right? More famously illustrated in everybody's favorite, I think it was a trilogy, 50 Shades of Darkness, then it went 50 Shades of something else, and then another 50 Shades. I think it was three of them. And it's essentially highlighting a man beating on women. Now, granted, it's sexual and it is consensual. But it's like torture. I mean, because the United States and other countries, they're known for their torture, right? You tie someone up, you do certain things to them, and that makes them talk. Only in BDSM, you have a safe word. That's when you talk. Other than that, it's pleasurable. So torture, BDSM. Two sides of the coin. One is consensual, one is not. Are they cousins? Are they kissing cousins? It's interesting thing. I mean, because I think of BDSM and you're beating people, and then there's the whips, chains, clamps. There's a lot of things that go to it, and I've seen it done. I've actually participated. It's an interesting feeling to be involved in that, and you see how people react and how that reaction makes you feel. And so then it takes me to a place where you ponder, when people are abusing people, makes them feel good. They feel some kind of way. That's the power. Now, is that rape? That abuse? If you're in a consensual relationship and it's happening, and that person is getting some residual energies, y'all sharing these residual energies, is it positive? See, because this goes down to the crux of what is abuse. Because you're on the abuse street when you're BDSM, but they say safe word. But then you decide how much I can take. I for one am always fascinated. But then at the same time, I see it, and I see a major set of issues. Because then you ask, why? And that's, that becomes the crux of the question when we come back. Why? On that note, we're going to go on break. This is J. Cole, 95 South.
Killer, it's the off season. Let's keep it tall. Y'all ain't fucking with my man. And don't check their watch. You know the time. Cold or Killer King. Niggas is fucking finished.
This shit too easy for me now. Nigga Cole been going platinum back when CDs was around. What you sold, I triple debt. I can't believe these fucking clowns. Look at everybody clapping when your 30th song album do a measly 100,000. If I'm betting on myself, then I completely double down. If you hated on a nigga, please don't greet me with a pound. I be staying out the way, but if the beef do come around, to put an M right on your head. You Luigi brother now, trace my steps all in this game. You can see me cover ground, back and forth from NC to New York when Jeezy had the crown. Living memories, niggas start to squeeze, we ducking down. So many shells up on the ground, it make the Easter Bunny proud. I get up, dust my clothes off, sleep is the cousin of death. No plans to doze off, the streets that don't come with a rep. I never sold soft, just creep where the hustlers crept. And got they O's off, you reach niggas up in like step. To blow your nose off, kazoom tight, and then resume flight, as if it never happened. Shit we witnessed full of so much sickness, angels shedding tears in heaven, word to Eric Clapton. All this clever rapping, bitch, my pockets gone forever fattin'.
Stop,
it gone forever fattin'. See? You started to tell me, they act like they don't even fucking speak English.
Bitch, my pen and the paper's lethal. I'm sending them straight to Misa. The nigga that made them pizza. Reaper, creeping on ya. The sin of failure, reeking on ya. Check your genitalia, pussy niggas bleeding on ya. Self, fucking with cold is bold, but it's impeding on ya. Health. All your niggas eating off your wealth. All my niggas feeding all they sales. And it feels well. Krispy Kreme dreams. Sometimes my dogs want to kill. Swear, huh? Cause they steady harassing. We seen the limits like Nelly and Kelly. They're in the deadliest fashion. My young niggas ready, they blasted. Bullets be humming like Cuddy. But one of your hoodies, spaghetti or splashing. All over the driveway. Y'all talking all sideways. Stop talking off y'all legs now. Cops talking off y'all legs now. Y'all want to hate Yahweh. My niggas look up to the sky like we sending in Yahweh. We sending Yahweh.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all see what the fuck going on out here. Harlem, I-9, 5-6, Carolina, 2-6, stand up, nigga.
Put your hood up! Put your hood up! Put your hood up! Put your clink up! Put your clink up!
Together you got to move from the
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. N-Word. That was J. Cole, 95 South. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And so, it's in the chat room, and Brave One asked a question. You know, well, I asked a question. You know, because Brave One was talking about being taken, and it's a fantasy. And I asked the question, what is the draw of being taken? And they said, fantasy from society of passion, a man wanting you so bad he can't control himself. Now, I see it. There's the energy, you know, because then you say, then there's that, then if it's a mutual attraction, you can go along with it, right? Because that would be what we call role play, right? You know, there's the role play, that there's that everybody's playing a role. You're playing the role of the hapless victim who is being inexorably pulled in, and you can't resist. It's like them old what do they call it in the factory where the thing is going down the assembly line, right? And that's what the being taken, I'm going to convince you that you should give to me. It's role playing. It's spontaneous combustion. There's a push pull attraction. It's sort of like dry humping, in a sense, right? You're dry humping, and the guy lets it slide out the boxers, and it's like the grinding down, and it's like to give in or to make it stop. That's the taking part, right? Because it's like the grinding goes, teenage stuff, right? Young people, teenage, the grinding, and it's like you're knock knock knocking on heaven's door. Is the door gonna open? That's the coercion part. Now, does it turn something else if the roles that are being played aren't, once again, with someone that you're comfortable with, someone that you wanted that with? I mean, because we know that there are some times where it was a good thought, and then you're like, nah. And the guy is like, what the fuck you mean, nah? Nah, shawty, we already here. So the coercion takes a turn. Is that rape abuse? Because you was playing that role, but then you change your mind and he's the bad guy. But, you know, there's no clear cut understanding, because is there a logical conversation that can come in the heat of that passion? Because it's a passionate moment. Now, whether or not the passion is shared in a positive way is a totally different conversation. And so we start talking about, that's where a physical abuse comes in. See, because I look at, we talk about sexual abuse, physical abuse, because there's a mixing of the two, right? So you have society. And so we're talking about the macro level. We have a society that glorifies the alpha male, right? Tim Allen, Arnold Schwarzenegger shooting 85 people, and when he was Conan, what are the rules? The slaying of your enemies and the commendation of the women. You know, I mean, these are the core tenets. I take the women. I mean, it was warfare. Kill all the men, take and rape all the women. That's what happened, right? If your village lost, your society lost, the women were the spoils. It was going to be raped and commandeered, as it was called, right? And that physical abuse. And so we look at how our young people are reared nowadays. And so it's a lot of confusing messages. So you're a young man, and there's a confidence that a virile young man can have. You know, you're taught, I'm it, I'm the one, depending on who you are and where you are, right? And so that transfers to the psychological chain. But we ain't going to go all the way to the psychological part yet. We still on the physical, where we talk about the take charge mentality, and you know we've had the music, which and the art that influences, and just society, they ping back and forth, they ping off each other. The smack a bitch mentality, as it's called. I'm gonna let her know. You ain't got your woman in check. You know, these are common terms, right? And so, the old Ice Cube lyric, let that slide, didn't pay it no mind. Find that he's slapping you all the time. You ain't nothing but a dope man's bitch. Well, and so you start thinking about it. There are young people who listen to these lyrics. And it's internalized, right? And so real world applications of these lyrics, you know, what are the effects? Young men and women hear these songs, and we know women love Uncle Luke. I mean, we have two live crew. Hey, we want some pussy. I mean, a lot of songs. I mean, I can go down the line. Ice-T came out with, hey, let's get butt necking. And it started off with bringing, I'll never forget it, bringing a woman on the stage. And him and Africa Islam, he's like, what we want to tell this nasty bitch? I'm using the words because I remember watching the video. And I'm like, wow, because he brought the woman on the stage and you could see her nervous energy. And he's like, yeah, what we want to tell this nasty bitch? Said, woman. You know, he called her all kinds of names. He went all the way in. He said, just want to tell her, let's get butt naked and fuck. That was the terms. And the crowd goes wild. Now, we know he can get away with it. He's Ice-T. Coogee rap. Talk like sex. I mean, we go down the list on the songs that were very, very popular, but very, very demeaning all at the same time. But they're very, very popular. Bitch better have my money. A bitch is a bitch. It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. I mean, you can go on. These are platinum hits. These are platinum hits that are highly disrespectful. We're talking about abuse and how we feel about that abuse. And then we say, you know, the celebrities, they're living their lyrics. Not necessarily the gangster part, but when it comes to that, I mean, because most people understand that celebrity life, you know, the after parties, the orgies that ensue after shows. I mean, these are realities that happen, have happened, continue to happen. So That's what they see. And so a lot of people are like, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted by the music. I'm disgusted by these young folks' attitude. But I remember J. Cole talking about sometimes you got to let young men grow some. And I mean, I've seen it. Like, yeah, you got young folks grow because it's young men, young women. You hope that, yeah, it's a phase, and that totally disrespectful phase can pass. But therein is that fine line of the abuse, because your performers, they have that power and that energy. So they say it and they get more fans. So what's reality, what's not reality? If I can pull a woman on the stage, call her everything under the sun, and then take her backstage afterwards and do everything that I rapped about and talked about, you know, rapping about, like, this is what I do to a nasty, and you do it, and they enjoy it. It's consensual, but is it abuse? Is it an overstep? I mean, because normally we say workplace and the boss taking advantage of an employee. You know, you start talking about the manager taking advantage of a young woman or a young man, right? But then you say, all right, a musician, a performer, taking advantage of a consenting person. Even though a lot of people would say it's misguided, one could say it's abuse, one could say it's not. You can argue that point and say, well, yes, even though it's consensual, it is abuse. And could you be wrong? Right. And I mean, see, I'm not talking about, you know, because I'm looking in the chat room and they're talking about the women that have been raped and you let it slide. Yes, and I'm saying, and we've acknowledged, and you know, I've talked about it on my show all the time. America's rapey. America's always been rapey. Hell, the world is rapey. We understand that women don't. They don't have a lot of power. And it's even worse outside of the United States, right? I mean, and then no one talking about too short, right? So, but once again, it's consensual. It's consensual, but is it right? Is it right? And that's why I say, what is abuse? If it's consensual, is it abuse? Because some folks will say, well, yeah, it is. Because they're making them do it. But it's consensual. Now, you can say people who are trafficked, taken from somewhere, and forced to do it, that's not consensual. But, you know, the people who show up for the after party, after the show, after the concert, I would say that's consensual. And so, yeah, we can talk about consenting out of fear, but hey, how does it work? So, nice user asked, do people say, yes, I'll go on stage and let you call me a bitch? Yes. Yes. See, so now you're going to make me pull out my, I'm going to have to record that video. I'm going to have to pull that clip. And I'm going to post it on the site. Yes. We know that, yeah, it's not right. And we've had people who have complained about the rappers, right? Remember, that's the seed Dolores Tucker and all them, Dionne Warwick, when they went after Tupac and them. They went after Tupac and them, right? And everybody, you remember Bill Cosby. We know how that turned out, but at the same time, was he wrong in talking about the standards? Yeah, okay, so we're talking about these things being sprung. Look, the rapper pulls you on stages. When you go on stages, it's all, hey, you've consented. You've signed the invisible consent form. If you don't, it's like at a comedy show. If you sit up front, there's an invisible form that you have signed that says, hey, I'm on the table again, talked about. Because, I mean, how many comedy shows have you seen that comedian sees you and they go in on you? That's not consensual. Is that abuse? Or is it an unwritten thing? Is it an unwritten thing that is consented to? And so, you know, anything goes when it comes to hoes, because pimping ain't easy. So, but what is a hoe? I mean, because anybody can be a hoe depending on who's doing the talking. And so this is where we start talking about the psychological, right? We start talking about the psychological. And you say, well, a lot of people say, oh, degrading black women is normalized in black culture. I mean, so we're just going to say on the macro level, degrading women is a natural phenomenon, meaning it's the norm. No matter where you go, women just aren't that important on the world stage. That's just, and so by proxy, Asian women, black women, whatever ethnicity you claim, as a woman, you're not that important. And it's reinforced on a daily basis. And so you see there's a rise of individuals. I ain't saying their names, but they talk bad about women. And it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them. And they make their bones, and they're famous for telling women, hey, you got to learn that you're not that special and what you need to do, right? And people put energy into that. You know, I mean, I know my co-host, Brown Sugar, she's the one that put me on to the red pills and people of that nature. People like that aren't that important to me. And it was like we had them on the show, and you talk to them, and then you have a conversation, and you can see where they're coming from, and you can point out the illogic to them of their approach, and they don't understand it because they see life one way. And so the abuse and the contradictions in the abuse plays a part. See, because we talk about, and see people talking about subtle abuse. There's no such thing as subtle abuse. Abuse is right out front in your face. It's whether or not you choose to see it. Whether your glasses are on or your glasses are off, it is still abuse. And it's all in how we feel about calling it out. How do we feel about calling that abuse out? See, because that's where the rub is. Because like I said, Two Live Crew, women dance to those songs. Rum Check, I mean, how many ass songs, how many pussy popping songs have we danced to? As a hip hop head, I remember when I date myself. I was in San Diego, and I remember they would do 15 minutes of booty music in the club. I was like, this is when I'm not dancing. It's like I can't do booty music. And don't get me wrong, watching the women shake their booty, it's alluring, but I can't dance to it. It does nothing for me. Right? So it's, once again, that's my conundrum. I personally hate it. I hate the booty music, but I love watching you dance. So it's what it is. So we start talking about this abuse and what is the abuse and how it affects us psychologically, right? So when my term is society is irregular. So when you're regular, you stand out. Everybody thinks that you're extraordinary for just being regular because society is irregular. So I always, if you know me, if you've known me personally, if you've listened to the show, you know I talk about this stuff all the time. I talk about it all the time. And that's where the abuse starts, because we come in the door abused. So if you're abused from the jump, abuse is regular. So people will say, no, that's not abuse. But I would argue, I mean, I remember trying to get my CD player fixed. Right, because I was having a problem with my CD player. And I remember the white guy at Incredible Universe at the time put in Ice Cube, I Want to Kill Sam CD. I mean, he's literally talking about killing white people. I personally couldn't listen to a white guy talking about killing black people. Although, conversely, I've listened to a lot of black guys talking about killing black people. So it's like, where do you draw the line? It's mad contradictory. It's abuse nonetheless. Because I can accept, it's like that N-word conversation, right? I can accept the black man talking about killing black people. The white dude talking about it, nope, not gonna happen. Even though that makes no sense whatsoever. Because it's all bad. And it's all abuse. If we want to look at abuse under that guise. So we're going to leave it right there. I'm going to drop that right there. I'm going break. This is Nas. YKTV. Y'all ain't ready.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say all that. I should have opened with the reading of the scripture from the book of Popoff.
I'm a pop out and pop off, pop off. YKTV got the top off, top off. Private estate, I'm a mob boss, mob boss. Every time I pop out and pop off, YKTV. Godson, they call me son, ain't no son of me. Brand that 100, ain't a bitch, I'm running things. Paper power, pussy, that should come in three. What you think, I owe you some girl for fucking me? Imagine little Uzi on a Primo beat. Imagine an AS on a Migo beat. Hip-hop culture, hitting on coasters, watching 100 inch screens, even sitting with Oprah.
Black phantoms when they come in the tenders, back to lavish. She praying she don't get abandoned. Bag dick from laying these ad libs. My phone on the short model for this rap shit. I kill as we are, that's how I see shit. I can't let you drive a bullet if you get seasick. Drake and all red, she thought I was woozy. 4 a.m. still going, I'm not even woozy. Let your friends catch a ride, whip only got 2 seats. Took a slide with Miami, she got up a 2 piece. I'm on her body, she a homebody. Hope the killers don't catch nobody. Every time I pop out and pop off, pop off. YKTV got the top off, top off. Private estate, I'm a mob boss, pop off. Every time I pop out and pop off.
You wanted to talk and I'm talking it out. Put it in your mouth, what you talking about? Every time they play this song, she like, this is my shit. But I really wanna know, do you love me or not? Say my name on your sleeve, baby, call me artist. Don't be afraid to ride my wave, my wrist is tsunami. When I wasn't getting paid, them bitches wasn't on me. And you can tell I got my weight up, just look at the car key. Look like a Givenchy, look. I pop up, huh? I cop up a Benny, my top up, huh? It's not really a boogie, they just knock those, huh? They rockin' these chains, but it's nachos, huh? We jacking ass the balls like he Pablo, huh? Put my tip inside the wall like she was hollow, huh? My niggas in it, my bulls that they rattle, huh? And every time they pop off, I pop out. And every time I pop out, I pop off.
YKTV got the top off, huh? Private estate, I'm a mob boss. Every time I pop out, I pop off.
Hey there, I'm Peter Popoff, and it's about to pop off.
Oh, honey! Put it deep in the club, I'm a mob boss. Big blood dripping on the top boss. Valley Creek, got my side bitch in a hotline. Girls gone wild, bitch, this is top off. Turn on love, bitch, I'm in love with Saint Laurent. This is the time they drop shit, but I got it on. I just made your favorite singer come out of song. I just ran them to the trade with Scooter Brown. Drop a quarter on your head, that's stupid with it. Bitch, rip my juice, ain't rented the coupe, ain't rented. Bitch, play them cars with no limit, scars in the ceiling. Bitch, I won't order the money, I harvest the millions. I just put my name on the pack, now we trapping and dealing. Niggas, niggas say that they game, but I'm actually in it. I'm tired of gritty and I feel that I make all the decisions. Yeah, the video got shot up and not green. Yeah, I'ma pop out and pop off. YKTV got the top off. Top off. Private estate, I'm a mob boss. Every time I pop out and pop off. YKTV. QB the south side, north side, far right, left right, Brooklyn, Bronx, Harlem, Staten Island, the outside, High Bridge to Compton.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Dhamma with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Nas, YKTV. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. So, yeah, talking about abuse. It's a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm in the chat room. And my people is spitting and saying, yeah, it's a lot of stuff. And we, once again, I'm talking about what is abuse? I'm asking that question. And, you know, you can say a lot of stuff is abuse that we enjoy. A lot of stuff is abuse that we enjoy, right? I mean, because we talk about, oh, we don't want to be a violent society, but the physical abuse, love football, boxing, MMA, these are all things that are, you know, very violent. Knock somebody out. We love it, right? I mean, you know, when we talk about basketball, people talk about the golden age of basketball when people with less skill could play. Because I can hit somebody and knock them down. That's what we're talking about. And it's we started off talking about sex, right? So I see Nice User talks about get to the root of many people's sexual fetishes and you may find abuse. But then I can agree and disagree at the same time. Because some people have sexual fetishes that have nothing to do with abuse. It has nothing to do with childhood abuse. It could just have everything to do with you saw something and it stayed with you and it became your thing. Because that happens. I mean, because there's a lot of times where we talk about stuff, and so we say, well, say perversions, you say oddities, there's something wrong with you, but 9 times out of 10, behind closed doors, those people enjoy that. Those people enjoy that. And so, are you perverted because you enjoy some things? I don't know. I'm not here to judge people. But at the same time, when I ask the question, what is abuse? And how do we see abuse when we talk about psychological change? So I sat and I thought about emotional and psychological abuse, right? And there's the, a lot of people talk about childhood trauma, whatnot. And I would say, let's look at childhood trauma from a different perspective. Let's say that emotional psychological trauma comes from every image that you see is not representative of you. Repeat that. And I'm gonna say, look at that TV screen for a second. Read that book. Watch that movie. Pick up that comic book. Every image is not representative of you. So your early experiences is the Ralph Ellison Invisible Man, right? Ralph Ellison Invisible Man, which is invisible person, however you wanna call it. So your value is nil because you're just never mentioned. So you don't start at zero. See, because normally you would say when you're born, you start at zero and you build up equity, right? You start, you know, you become a sentient being, blah, blah, blah. You learn to crawl, walk, run, talk, express yourself, all that. But we're taught, a certain segment of the population, that you're not important from the littlest things to the biggest thing. So from religion, when you see God, you don't see yourself. You see somebody else. When we're talking about flesh-colored Band-Aids. And think about the psychology of flesh colored Band-Aids, but it's mismatch on my skin. It's mismatch on my skin, and it's called flesh colored Band-Aids. See, that's this right here. That's this right here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Groundhog Day, right? You know what I always talk about. See, because it's day one. It is day one till your last day. You're made to not be important. It is not representative of you. You have to ascribe your value because society assigns you negative whatever. You have to transcend and entertain them to get value. And so if you don't entertain them, you have no value. You know, this, which is why you'll hear them say something like, oh, yeah, such and such is different. They're a credit to their race, blah, 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 blah. Right? So, and so I'm asked the question by popular one, what's more potent? Family abuse or society not acknowledging you? I think one begets the other. Not being acknowledged, not feeling important, is one of the basic tenets of abuse. Self-neglect. You don't look in the mirror and see yourself as beautiful and important. And as we know, shit rolls downhill. And who's going to get it? Those closest, right? It's an unfortunate circumstance, but when something is eating at people, and when we look at our history in this society, in this world, when you're looked at as nothing, you're not represented in a positive manner anywhere. And you, let's say you're an intellectual, you're an intelligent person, but your value is never recognized. What do? You internalize that hate and you express it, unfortunately, to those who is closest to you. And that's how you get that family abuse. You learn your abuse from your oppressors. That's the lesson of Stockholm Syndrome, right? So if you think about it, it is societal Stockholm Syndrome, because Stockholm Syndrome was about one person, but it's not. It's actually about everyone who decides that my oppressor is going to be me. If you can't beat them, join them, which is what happens. If you can't beat them, join them. Unfortunately, that's what we do. That's how it comes off. And it's always someone who just, they can't express themselves properly. And that expression becomes negative and it affects all around them. So every type of abuse, sexual, physical, the emotional, psychological, stems from that. That's where it starts. No matter where you look, no matter how you look, it starts there. And it, once we realize that and can stop the self-neglect, that's the beginning of ascribing value. So we can continue this conversation in the chat room, smoothdrama.com. I'm Mr. F the N-word. I thank you for listening. And I think we probably need to do this again. But jump to the chat room. I'd love to continue hearing from you. Other than that, I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.